A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garment. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I've given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, we celebrate this night what Jesus did that night long ago. The church encourages us on this night especially to celebrate the gift that the Eucharist is and the gift of the priesthood, and especially during this year, the year of the priest. However, the church also gives us something of a lens through which we take a look at priesthood and Eucharist, and that is this ritual action that we enact on this night of the washing of the feet. It is that which tells us something about the meaning of priesthood and the meaning of Eucharist. How we too are called to serve one another, to wash one another's feet. Indeed, as Jesus said, "I've given you a model, as I have done for you, you should also do." As Jesus had said in other places, "I have not come to be served, but to serve, and to give my life as a ransom for the many." We commemorate the Eucharist, which we realize is a memorial of the death of Christ, which we celebrate tomorrow, the Passion. But the Eucharist is so intimately linked with that Passion narrative, so intimately linked with the death of Christ. When we do this, we remember him. We remember his death and resurrection. The response to our psalm this evening tells us that our blessing cup, is a communion with the blood of Christ, with the blood of Christ, with the death of Christ, that is, with Christ. Our communion is with Christ, and thus in Christ and in the Spirit, that we participate through the Spirit in the mutual self-giving love of the Father and the Son. That ultimately it's the mystery of the Trinity itself that is made manifest in this washing of the feet, the mutual self-giving between the Father and the Son in their love for each other. This is actually the meaning of sacrifice when we think of the sacrifice on the cross or the sacrifice of the Mass. What Christian sacrifice really means is that self-giving of one another. Yes, sometimes, most often, I suppose, sacrifice implies, in ordinary speech, something we give up. Or, more theologically, but not appropriately, it might mean appeasing God, something we do to appease the anger of God, but that distorts the image of God. Rather, that which really is satisfying to God, that which pleases God, is self-giving love, our transformation in imitation of Him, as in the model that He's given for us of washing one another's feet. And so, as we come together to celebrate Eucharist and to remember Christ, what we remember in the Eucharist is Christ's freely chosen self-offering of Himself, of the Son, in His humanity, as really the source of our salvation, the self-offering of the Son to the Father and for us. Greater love than this no one has than to lay down his life for those he loves. And the Father indeed also tells us that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. So we celebrate this mystery of love, the self-giving of the Father in the sending of the Son, and the self-offering of the Son in his humanity for our sake. And then also our participation in that mutual self-giving in the Trinity itself of the love that the Father has for the Son and the Son for the Father, as manifest in our radical self-offering of ourselves as a response to what Christ has done for us. Christ, exemplifying as the model in the washing of feet, teaches us what it's all about to be for one another. So that in the Eucharist, when we ask the Holy Spirit to come and to transform that bread and wine into being the body and blood of Christ, we also see symbolized there our transformation. For indeed, the technical word epiclesis, which is an invocation of the Holy Spirit is called upon twice in the anaphora or Eucharistic prayer to, one, transform the bread of wine so that it is for us the body, the blood of Christ. Our blessing cup is the communion with the blood of Christ, with the death of Christ, and there Christ is made present for us on the altar, but also it's not only the bread and the wine that is called upon to be transformed by the Holy Spirit, but that we too are to be transformed. In fact, the first transformation, the transubstantiation of that bread and wine, is for our sake. We become what we eat. We become the body of Christ. Indeed, this sacrifice, this self-giving, this washing of feet, this self-offering of Christ in making himself present for us now through the Eucharist, as he once offered himself for us on the cross, this sacrificial offering of Christ is already embedded there within the love within the Trinity. It's as if the Father washes the feet of the Son, and the Son washes the feet of the Father. The Eucharist, then, is a concrete manifestation of God's desire to share completely divinity with humanity. O sacred banquet! Indeed, that God has become one of us, so that we might become one with God. and that Christ continues to make himself present in the Eucharist so that we might become Christ. So, the model should not be set aside too quickly that Christ gave us. As he says, if therefore I have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. As he had said, I have not come to be served, but to serve. We too must say, we are not here to be served, but to serve. I have given you a model, so that as I have done, you should do. This is what priesthood is about, being servants of one another. This is what the Eucharist is, God's self-offering made visible in the presence of Christ, given to us so that we might become, again, what we eat, that we become the body that Christ is.